Oh my god.
Look at all this shit.
Ring the group.
Why does our camera look so shitty quality?
It just does.
Everyone else's looks better than ours.
That's because they are better than us.
Especially Chris Jacobson's. That. His is very crisp.
Yeah.
Crisp.
You have a crisp camera.
Me?
Yeah, you're very clear. Ours so is very crisp. Blurry.
It was a gift.
Oh.
Oh, look how clear that is. Whoa, I can see right? The pores on your face.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to RTFP. This is Travis, and today Chris, other Chris, Danielle, and I are thinking back on and talking about our little podcast's fourth year. Wait a minute, Travis, when exactly is the end of your fiscal year anyway? These anniversary episodes are all over the place, you might be saying. Well, first of all, no one is paying close enough attention to say something like that. Second of all, yeah, you're right. I usually hang on to these yearly recaps until we're also ready to kick off a new season afterwards. And what with life being messy and scheduling being hard, here we are at the July 4th weekend. So for now, please enjoy our annual review and know that a new season is on the way shortly. Oh, and stick around until the end, where I'll come back and chat a little more about my goals for this year and some new stuff we're going to try out. And that's what they call a tease, people. Anyway, let's get back to my conversation with everyone already in progress.
Thumbs up for me.
Yep.
You gotta like put some actual comments in.
Right.
I'm gonna do that next time and see what happens.
Yeah. See if anyone's paying attention.
I'm probably just like, you know what, Chris, we agree with you.
Conversation because if you're going by that rating system,
yeah.
Like I am two.
Are you sure?
You're partially meats.
I did my job.
Yeah.
That's what you were hired to do.
And I did the thing.
Perfect.
No, I've either been again, if we're talking about this like scale of five, like
yeah.
I've either been two or occasionally three.
Yeah.
Like I can be three for like maybe 4 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right? The rest of the time I am absolutely adequate.
Good.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that's fucked up about our scale is it goes 1 through 5, except really uh-huh. You can only get a 3 or a 2.
Yeah.
So,
and it's basically like you're doing okay is a 3. Anywhere from like you're just showing up and checking the box to like you're doing pretty good or even outstanding. That's a 3.
Right.
Everything less than that, like is we're firing you if you don't shape up.
And or you can't we're get just going to not that. Give you a raise right. at all. We'll keep you on, but you're not getting a raise.
Yeah, no, like that. That's what two is basically at my company is like. Yeah. Like, yeah, you did your job. Like,
right.
Congratulations for not getting fired.
It's like, pass fail on a 5-point scale.
I mean,
yeah,
that's what you're hired to do. Is just do your job. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like.
And I'm saying that's a fine thing.
If I spent a bunch of time feeling bad about like not doing like I'd be like some of the other people I work with who are constantly stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like worried about everything and it's like I don't really give a
just
shit.
Just do what you're paid for. Like, that's all you got to worry about. I don't agree with this go above and beyond shit. No.
Yeah, that gets you used.
Exactly.
They say, oh, you do this, it's going to get you exposure, and that means AKA used.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean that's what's happened to me in the past, mm-hmm. basically, is like, you know, I will actually, like, go above and beyond occasionally, not because I feel compelled by some external force to do better, but just because, like, I'm in that particular mood on that particular day.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm gonna do extra work because I feel like it needs to be done for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wow, like, you did really great this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, we only have so many bonuses. We only have so many promotions we can hand out. And maybe next year.
Yeah. Right. That's like, what happens. For you,
but maybe next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, maybe not next year.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Like it isn't worth it to me to stress out about, like, all of the extra shit that I would have to do in order to be recognized as an exemplary employee, I guess.
Yep. And that's where companies go wrong, is they, like, build up all this system, and then it turned into a demotivator.
Yeah. Because
if you don't get the outcome that you expect from the work you put in, then you're like, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that honestly actually bothers me about it is that my expertise ends up not being recognized because of it.
Right.
Like, I've worked at the company for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of knowledge and I have a lot of experience. And one of the things that I do really well is I share that knowledge and I share that experience.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I really get recognized for. Mm,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's also a lot of, like, intangible stuff that I do, I think, that is also not really recognized.
Yeah.
And so it all comes down to, like, well, you know, did you, again, did you check the boxes? Did you do the things?
Right.
Like, what about the other things that I'm doing that aren't on your silly list?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What's the bullshit you're going to come up with to not give me a raise this year?
Right.
I haven't set goals for years because doing that, like, no one even really reads our reviews, and it doesn't matter what I put or how well I've gotten significantly exceeds expectations for many years in a row, and I don't get any different raise than my coworker. We all get the same, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah,
so I'm not setting any goals. I'm not going to put a bunch of effort into this review that, like, doesn't even matter, so I don't. Yeah.
I very often will set my own goals that are, like, not even necessarily the things that are expected.
Right.
You know? I'm like, I have my own personal goal.
Mm-hmm.
One of the goals that I put in for this year was to reduce complexity.
Yeah.
Which is basically me saying, like, If you're going to tell me to work on something that's actually going to make me, like, make things more difficult for people in the future, I'm going to push back against it.
Yeah.
Like, smart. A lot of my goals were actually related to how can I do less work, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good goal.
And that's really what you should be striving
for. And how can I make less work for other people?
Yeah.
This is what we should be doing. We don't need to be working 40-hour work weeks.
Nope.
No.
At all.
Nobody does.
Mm-mm.
Except for teachers, sorry.
No, you know what? And kids don't need to be in school all that time either. That's too much school.
Well, no, like I totally agree with that. But, you know, like, shit's complicated and stupid.
Yeah.
Everything's complicated and stupid.
Yes.
We're just, like, too, like, woke and progressive and stuff if we want this kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm with you.
We are so outrageous. Like,
we
lean way too far left if we ask for these kind of things.
Right.
Yep.
It's called self-awareness.
It's like being awake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Speaking
what's
of
up?
Reviews that don't matter, it's time for our review because it's the end of the year.
Oh my God.
And goal setting that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We have to talk about that too.
Oh my God, hang on. I need to know my numerical rating for this
We're going to get to that, okay? I have some difficult discussions we're going to have.
Oh, no. Oh,
you're giving me anxiety.
No, you did great. You did a solid 2.
It's solid.
I don't know. Like, no. Everyone gets a pass.
Okay.
We're doing this pass fail because fuck.
Everyone gets to keep
doing
this podcast.
I'm not getting fired from the podcast.
Perfect.
You're not getting a raise, though. I hate to tell you.
Oh, well.
At least not this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. You're not getting a raise, and it's really my fault because I did get an email from somebody that's like, hey, we want to do a sponsorship.
Oh, hey.
Wait, what?
and it was a robot Auto email, pills? An email that they scraped, you know, iTunes and found my contact, and they're like,
yeah,
like Mind Bloom or something like that, like some sort
Mind
of like
Bloom.
Low percentage like psilocybin pill.
Huh.
I'm like, I can't imagine a contract you could make with us that would be worth your time or our time.
Like, wait. But would they send us samples?
Probably.
They
are they
going to
send us on a Viking cruise or whatever?
That's the one I'm holding out for.
Yeah,
you're holding out for Viking cruises. You don't want money.
If we're going to sell out,
Fred,
we got to sell out hard. And I'm not going to do it for Casper mattresses or whatever.
Just figure you start with NordVPN. I have a Casper. It's actually very good.
don't advertise for them. They haven't fucking paid us.
This is why we don't get advertisers.
I paid them.
We just give it away.
I paid them
go
like
eat it out back
6 years ago.
Go take a Viking
fantastic.
God damn it.
No. Well, so just to refresh your memory.
Now I want to eat it out back.
The books we read this year. Inside or outside of an Outback.
Okay.
Probably outside of an Outback.
It was lighter list this year, but because last year we were catching up on the year before, it seemed way longer, but we read Kindred.
Mm-hmm.
We read Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some of us read the book behind A Haunting in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We read the short stories behind They Live
mm-hmm.
and The Thing.
Yeah.
We read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Yeah.
And now we read A Christmas Carol.
Kindred was first?
Yep.
Man, I feel like we just did that.
No. The opposite.
It just seems like that just happened.
This time last year, we were getting ready to start it.
We started Kindred about this time last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
wow, we
didn't come out till then. So, with that in mind, inside or outside the podcast, what's the best thing you read this year?
I have no idea. I don't
Did
even know
you
what
read
I've read.
Anything at
I have
all
no
this
idea.
Year?
I've read terrible letters that I have to like edit and like plans and stuff for.
Did you read some good like tweets?
I read a lot of Twitter.
It seems like you do read a lot of memes and stuff.
Mine's Reddit. Memes. I read too much Reddit.
I mean, I guess I've reread Harry Potter books with Simon, so you know, those are still pretty good. I read those to him at night.
Yeah.
Pretty,
and I'm realizing as I'm reading them that the ones that were my favorite are not really my favorite anymore. I like other ones better.
Yeah.
And like she's not a very great writer. To read that stuff out loud is hard.
It is.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's British-y too. So.
Yeah.
But
so which one are you on now?
We're the Order of the Phoenix.
Like which one has changed to your favorite?
So my favorite used to be the Goblet of Fire, and we just finished the Goblet of Fire, and I'm like, I don't even really like that one anymore. That one was not great, I think. And I used to not like, Prisoner of Azkaban, and like, I really liked that one this time.
Oh,
cool.
We read it, so.
Nice.
Switching my stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The earlier ones don't have as much bloat.
No. Mm-hmm. I still like the Chamber of Secrets, though. That one's fun.
Yes. Yep. Either of the Chris's, best thing you read this year?
I read
I didn't really read
I read a book called Oh really?
Yeah.
We'll do something else.
Well, I read a book about silver, but it was very short, so it was pretty easy.
Silver.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And how to
silver
grade
like...
and how to grade coins. Yeah, silver is money and coins and stuff.
How to grade
coins.
Oh, okay.
It's a Whitman book about silver coins.
I'll put you down for that.
Okay.
It's
okay.
On brand.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Chris, or other Chris, what were you about to say?
So I read a book called Clara and the Sun.
Oh.
By Kazuo Ishiguro.
Yes.
I think he's sort of His ancestry is Japanese, but I think he moved to England as a child.
Mm-hmm.
He's written some very important stuff. He's a Nobel laureate.
Oh,
I think.
I think so.
So this one was really interesting. It was narrated from the point of view of an artificial friend, kind of like a little AI robot thing.
Oh,
and like sort of like, yeah, the artificial friend's viewpoint, like, you know, being chosen in the store by like this teen girl and like having to deal with things, and you get like, you know, sort of a view into the world building in this sort of like strange near future. And yeah. This sort of like rethinking of like what is emotion and what is love, and I don't know, it was very moving, I'll put it that way. And I would say that it's definitely worth your time if you're somebody that's like if you're okay with like some science fiction concepts, and you're okay with some unreality, and you're okay with I think if you're a person who's like very into the immortal soul or something, like maybe you're gonna have a problem with this book, but like you know, conceptually I think it deals with some pretty interesting stuff, and it's emotionally very deep, and like I said, very moving.
Nice.
I think it's worth your time.
Very nice.
Cool.
Clara and the Sun.
Yes.
Yes. I had a bunch of candidates I kind of wrote down as far as what I read this year. As far as like emotionally impactful, definitely up there is A Stranger Calls and A Silent Voice, which I've talked about on the podcast before.
Yeah.
I also really liked In the Unlikely Event by Judy Blume, which I haven't talked about yet on the podcast, but in the future I will have. one of the first books in a long time that I just sat down and just read the whole thing and like could not stop reading it. So that was really good.
Compelling.
And, you know, although I haven't finished it yet, certainly the one I've talked to people the most about is the one you recommended, other Chris, The Scattered Minds book about, you know, ADD and children and in adults. Like, I've certainly bored Danielle to death about it, but...
yeah, that was number two on my list.
Yeah. It's one of these things that, you know, I can listen for half of an hour and have, like, 20 different things to talk about, so...
Yeah.
It's been really good so far. I'm assuming the rest of it will be good, too. I've got like another couple hours to go, but
it is incredibly insightful.
Yeah.
And, like kind of ridiculous.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like I've been listening to it on audiobook and I've been out like on a run going somewhere like, oh fuck. Like out loud. I'm sure people are very disturbed by me, but like, just, yeah, the kind of plainness and simplicity of the insight, you're like, how am I this stupid to not have realized this on my own?
Right.
Like, it's so obvious when somebody just says it, so.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm enjoying that. What about, like, things that you watched? TV or movie? Or TikTok?
Things that I've watched.
Yes.
A Crowded Room?
Yeah, that was good.
I liked the Hijacked show, although you slept through some of that.
Slept through a lot.
It was fun. That was fun to watch.
I was building Lego while Sharon watched that.
Oh, that was the better option.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very unbelievable, but also I just love Idris Elba, so it does not matter. Mm-hmm. Loki was good.
Yeah, Idris Elba's great.
Yeah, say Loki was really good.
Have you heard him rap?
No.
The what?
Idris Elba, have you heard him rap?
No.
He's like a DJ, right?
Is he like a British rapper?
He's a DJ, and yeah, he's a rapper.
Huh.
Go find Idris Elba rapping.
He punches lions.
I saw him punch a lion.
I saw him do that this year. You saw him
punch a lion? Okay.
That was a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like all that stuff was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about, like, I don't know, the Mario movie? Or...
what was something that you saw that was really fucking terrible?
Oh, what has been bad?
What about the Mario movie?
I've watched a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies this year, and my God, I can't even express how horrible they are.
Is, Is this what the big city does to you, Danielle? Is this how it changes you?
Yep.
Because I don't like it.
I like watch it and I'm like, what? They put this out on purpose.
On purpose.
Wow. Really, like, some of them are okay. If they get like actors that you know, you're like, okay, that person's like the ones with like Lacey Chabert in it from Mean Girls. Like, she's pretty good. Like, she's a good actress. But then you get like the no namers, and you're like, oh, that was really awful. And then you see that same name in another movie, and you're like, they keep casting this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just upset that they didn't put out one that was made on a book this year.
I know, because there were so... Oh my gosh, we'll I wish that Holiday Hotline one that I watched would have been a book, because that movie was ridiculous.
No, I'm going to say this again when we start talking about the other book, so we talk about it in that podcast too, but they put out a movie called Never Been Chris'd this year.
Oh, what?
And it wasn't based on a book, and I'm so angry, because Never Been Chris'd is the perfect movie... For our podcast.
For this podcast?
For this podcast. Never Been Chris'd.
Yeah. I feel bad for all the ladies out there that have never been Chris'd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So those are all. I can't think of any actual movies that we went to see that were bad. They were not as bad as any of these Hallmark things I've watched.
What about when we saw Renfield?
I liked Renfield okay.
What about when we saw The Last Voyage of the Demeter?
That was fine.
And they ended it stupid.
That was whatever.
They ended it stupid.
It's just what you would expect from those movies. I wasn't mad at it.
All right. Fair enough. So okay. A lot of Dracula-related content this year.
The worst actors in the Hallmark movies, by the way, are always the people that they cast to be, like, the older parents. Like, oh, man. Like, you guys did not miss a calling. Like, you should have just stayed out of this. I will
not stand for the older people,
they are just...
You think they, like, retired from their job and were like, you know, I've always wanted to try acting.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what? We'll put you in six. Just come tomorrow and you'll film six movies.
You look good in Dockers. You can be the dad in this movie.
There you go.
Yeah, button down.
Maybe I'll do that someday.
Yeah. Do you have Dockers?
I have, like,
You have a flat cap, so that works.
I probably do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have like khaki jeans, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. That's close enough.
That works, right?
Chinos.
Well, I didn't hate any of these movies that we had to watch for this podcast this year, so there was that.
We'll get to that.
So just know I can't put any of them on that list.
We'll get to that. All right. Either of the Chris's. Best thing you watched this year. Shrug.
I don't know. There's lots of stuff I watch, but a lot of what I watch is stuff I've already seen.
Yeah.
So.
True.
It's hard to know.
It's okay. I'll put you down for Mario Movie then.
All right.
Yeah, Mario Movie.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mario Movie.
Yes.
I liked when there was like Star Fox references in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Other Chris?
I would say a couple of things. I can't remember if I talked about it, but like, I know I talked about the book at some point. I talked about, the three body problem.
Yeah.
And, Amazon right now, you can watch the, Chinese TV version, Three Body.
Ooh,
nice.
Which is, you know, like, If you're okay with this sort of Chinese style melodrama,
right?
And you know, like I would say that on the one hand, maybe it shows some of the flaws of the original.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of like the psychology of the people that it's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, like the concept is really good, but I still have this like general feeling of like, God, how did the Chinese government let this get made? And you can feel a little bit more of the presence of the censorship, I think. In the TV version than you could in like the at least the English translation of the novel.
Yeah,
right.
You know, like, because the Cultural Revolution and some of the events in there are kind of central to the plot, and they kind of weaken it a little bit for the TV version.
Right.
And so that's that's a criticism that I have of it, but like, you know, it's hard to criticize the artistic choices of people in a government that they need to be a little bit careful of.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't be blamed for not like putting your life on the line for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like I'm not going to prison for my entire life, you know, for
not for this
saying something.
Right. Yeah,
not for entertainment. No.
Right.
You know, but the thing is that like, I have a feeling that, in general, the Chinese audience is probably used to dealing with that kind of subtlety and like are probably aware of like the reality of the situation and probably what was removed from the story. And so there's a lot of like they're kind of saying it without saying it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I think the audience in general is probably aware of what they're not saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's that. I was tasked with watching, the first season of Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm working my way through that right now.
Okay.
And, that is, I find it incredibly interesting and just like, you know, an experience.
Yeah.
And definitely worthwhile.
I have tried to start that a couple of times in the last couple of years. And I need to do it in the right conditions where I can like stay awake through it and get the meat of it going.
Is this an old show?
It's a little old.
It is an old show.
Right? Yeah.
89.
Okay. Ooh,
late 80s.
Yeah, wasn't the 89, 90?
It's a good show.
Oh, years.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good old what's his name?
Yeah.
David Lynch.
David Lynch.
Yeah.
David Lynch's masterful television show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Kyle MacLachlan in it.
It's that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan. You know, the guy from Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm. He's the mayor of Portland.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
And also also Old Dune.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. He was Paul in one of the
Paul Muad'Dib in the mid-80s.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, like...
Why not?
Like, yeah, him and Lynch have a working relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's one They're of those buds. Actors.
They're buds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how far are you into that?
Just a few episodes. But like, I get the sense that like it's ostensibly a mystery, but I feel like it's much less about the actual mystery.
Yes. It's like, really the catalyst, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I would say, don't worry so much maybe about what happens. Just kind of enjoy the weird atmosphere and like the sort of drama of the characters in it.
Like, so you're saying it's like a David Lynch joint?
Yeah. Like, you know, it,
just
like,
kind of go like, for the ride.
Like it sure as shit isn't a whodunit that you should be looking for clues in.
No,
I don't think you're going to solve the mystery.
Right.
Because I don't even know if there's a solution to the mystery. I don't even know if they had something in mind. I kind of doubt that they did.
Yeah.
Just, you know, enjoy the aesthetic. Enjoy the feeling.
Yeah.
Bask in its glory.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's cool. As far as, like, stuff I saw in theaters, like, I'm going to be a basic bitch about this and say Barbie was maybe the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
enjoyed
it's
Barbie.
The best movie I saw all year, but it was certainly the most fun I had.
Mm-hmm. I had the most fun at Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Oh.
Why didn't you say
I forgot. That? I forgot about it. It was great. Everyone should watch it. Even if you have to pay for it and rent it, like, worth it.
Well, you can watch it at home now, right?
Yeah, but you had to, like, rent it. And, like, people were upset that it wasn't just streaming yet.
Jesus.
But no, totally worth it.
Instead of spending how many $100 to go to the concert, I have to pay some.
Yeah, and I could see her so clearly. It was like amazing. Like, best seats in the house. I had some popcorn. I got to sit. I didn't have to stand up the whole time. There were people like screaming in my ears. It was amazing.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Sorry.
I enjoyed watching the R2V Red Velvet concert video.
Yeah.
And
the one we watched here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though the TV was on a delay.
Exactly.
Why was that a setting, by the way?
I don't know. I don't know why, like, people don't know how to, whatever.
Yeah.
Audio issues.
Audio issues. Yeah, that was cool. It was worth staying up till 4 a.m. for.
It was.
So yeah, you can count that, I guess.
Barbie was
as far
fine.
As, like, watched. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Oppenheimer was really good, but yeah. I think in general it was more just, like, being able to go to movies, like, almost all the time again.
Mm-hmm.
In general is what I enjoyed last year, because we went a lot.
I was, like, platinum, like, in July for next year. And, like, last year, we literally were going on, like, the last day of the month of December to get our last ticket so I could be a platinum member.
Yes.
Nice.
For Movie Club.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've been platinum member since July for next year. I'm like, they should, like, roll over the rest of my stuff from this year for the next year. Like, we've been seeing movies.
Yes. But, like, honorable mention for Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
That was good.
I'd give that honorable
mention. I really
enjoyed
that one. Yeah. Like, I might have enjoyed it more than the first one. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's, like, how is it that these animated Spider-Man movies are, like, better than the mainline Spider-Man movies?
They just are.
Because
you can take risks with them.
What the hell?
I think the art direction in particular, like, having it being firmly grounded in, like, comics.
Yeah.
Is what makes it so good as far as that. Like, all the different nuances they put in about, like, you know, the colors bleeding and, like, the different animation styles they have for each person. Like,
well, I also feel like the characters are stronger.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, quite a bit stronger.
Agreed. And it's maybe partially because, like, they don't have to spend as much time on, like, well, here's who Spider-Man is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's this nerdy guy and he gets bit by a spider. But then he can do spider stuff. Like, I think we understand who this guy who's been around for, like, the last 100 years is. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to reestablish Batman's parents dying or anything like that. Let's just go for it. But yeah, just the different themes they can focus on as being, like, one of many Spider-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to a lesser degree, the Ninja Turtles movie, if only because they're buying into the whole aesthetic of the animation style, being from comics and stuff.
I enjoyed the Ninja Turtles movie quite a lot, too, yeah. Like, you know, like they had... Like I think casting actual teens for it was actually a really good idea.
Yes.
Yes.
And
stroke
and
of genius.
They came out, like, really natural, and I thought that they, like, played off of each other really well. And and yeah, the fucking soundtrack.
Yeah, it was really good.
You know, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, and also, like, a bunch of like classic hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally worked. And bonus points for referencing Attack on Titan as a plot point.
Right.
Yeah. Anytime you can do that, you got my vote.
I liked Mutant Mayhem. It was cute.
Yeah.
You got Simon his children.
Remember that one time the big whale guy, like, lost a horse? He's like, what's that one horse?
Well, I don't need that one horse.
I don't need a horse.
that guy was so funny.
Yes.
Simon was totally tickled.
Yep. Yep. All right. So now we get into the goals, right? So, going down my list top to bottom. Chris Ham, your goal from last year was... What's your goal for this year?
To finish the books I started last year.
Oh,
God damn
it.
God damn it.
And I gotta come visit you in Texas.
I will take that.
It's going to be the same goal every year, isn't it?
Unfortunately, most likely, yeah.
And next year in Jerusalem.
Cool.
So, 100% nailed it.
You did it!
Oh my God.
You could not have come to Texas more.
Yep. You did it!
You were, like, all the way here. And it was awesome.
Fully inside Texas.
You even went to Boosie's?
We went to the sexy dessert place?
You went to the sexy dessert place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else does Texas have to offer?
That's it.
That's all you need.
That's all we got. Sorry.
You saw Clive Warren Park and a big Jesus concert?
That was weird. Yeah.
We do have a lot of Jesus here.
You do.
It's kind of in your face.
Like, it was very in your face.
I need them to back the fuck up. I need some space.
So yes, full marks. Cool. If we had a pool for raises, you would get a raise from me.
Perfect.
So, what is your goal for next year, sir?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Be a for real teacher. Make them pay you more.
That's not germane to
that's
the podcast.
That's not podcast
though.
Related. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's a good goal to have in general.
I want you. I want that for you.
Thank you.
We all want that for you.
Well, right, we'll pencil it in. I don't know.
Come
to
Texas again.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Oh, shit. 2 years in a row?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Crazy. Oh, my God.
My goal is to try to see everybody every year, so.
We have to go to Colorado next year, too, so don't forget that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So get ready. Pack your thermal underwear because it's going to be like November.
Ooh.
And we're going to be outside.
Ooh.
On a mountain.
Yeah. In like a park.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to look pretty.
Sitting on like rocks.
Yep.
I guess.
Listening to sounds.
Supposedly. Yeah.
Listening to sounds and tripping ball. I mean,
well, that might be what you two do.
It is Colorado.
Yeah.
It is Colorado. I can endorse this. Let's roll it over. Like, come on back.
Come on back.
The bed is still made up.
Sounds good.
Yes. All right. Other Chris, your goal as ever was... So, is your goal the same for next year? Like, really pick something that Daniel hates?
Yeah, and I'm going to try and get it out of the way early.
Okay.
Do your worst!
Yeah.
Is that Three Body Problem adaption ready yet, or adaptation ready yet?
Oh my God. You know what?
I heard it was coming...
It's coming at some point. The Kindred show is coming out on the 13th on Hulu.
I am super excited about that one. Did I do it?
No.
What?
You said, like, not a single one.
I didn't hate any of them.
God damn it.
I know, you didn't do it this year.
So you get 0% of the $0.
So are you sucking at your goal, or am I just getting more open-minded? Like, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Duality of
I guess, I mean, either I need to try harder, or you need to try less hard. I don't know.
Yeah, we need you more bitter.
Yeah.
Don't you know your role in this?
I do get annoyed sometimes. I'm like, oh, there's a podcast tomorrow. I have to get out of bed. Yeah. Like I see Chris in bed, and I just want to be in bed.
There's a futon right here.
It's not the same. It's not my cozy bed.
Not true. That's true.
But nope. Yeah, I didn't hate any of it this year. It was all right.
Sorry about you.
So I even liked that crazy.
Guess,
what was
I
it one with the alien movies? The Thing.
The Thing.
The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you should have liked that.
I haven't liked those.
You should have. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe my problem is that I'm just. I'm being too complacent.
Yeah.
Travis is like suggesting books, and I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, maybe I should be like, no, Danielle won't hate that enough.
Although, I don't know. I don't want to tip anyone's hand or anything, but I think Chris Ham might have helped you with next year's goal if you're going to roll it over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how she's going to feel about our next one.
I forget you told me what it was.
Well, don't look too closely around the room or you might see it. But
I don't remember.
Okay. So you're going to roll it over again?
I don't know. Is this Butt in that movie?
Huh?
I
don't know.
The movie,
I've never
so.
Seen it. But...
There might be butts in this movie I have to watch?
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
all right.
I feel like he's famous for his butt.
Now
so,
we're definitely
like,
tipping our hands.
Might be in the movie.
It's
I
possible.
I know you told me what it was, and I was like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, same. Mm. Anyway.
Okay.
But I forget what
I'm
it was.
Putting you down for another year of making Daniel hate you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do my best.
We'll see. Right. Succeed. You get a 1 rating this year, and not even
a
2. It's a
not passed. Sorry.
God damn
not
it.
Not passed.
Yep.
Oh.
Danielle, your goal was... So, Danielle, your goals from last year. Your goal was to...
I think you should pick shit that I like.
No, you can't reuse it. Sorry.
But I will try to have a more open mind for these.
That's good and nebulous.
For these. I mean, so I'll try from, like, I can't guarantee I'm going to even like these movies that you make me watch, but I'll try from the start not to be like, ugh, as soon as you tell me what book it is.
Okay. I'd appreciate that.
What's your goal for next year?
I'm just going to go with the same.
No, I'm sorry. You have to have new goals or else you're not evolving in your position.
I don't. That's the thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. So my goals are the same.
All right, ditto.
Yep.
Okay. So I guess.
Oh my God. Guess I did it. I said that without remembering. That was my goal.
I guess when Chris fails, you succeed, so.
I get a 5. Because I get a 5. Like, I did it.
I thought for sure there'd be.
I guess I got to try harder.
At least one thing you're like, I'm not watching that. But no.
No, I watched all of it.
No. Even watched They Live.
They Live was fine. It was funny.
Put the glasses on.
God, it was
funny.
Put them
on.
It was like a double feature, and I know I was like, oh, it's going to be late. I'm tired. But I'm like, these are hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. For it. They're amazing.
Yeah. So what's your goal for next year?
Well, my mind is already clearly open, so I can't really do that.
Yeah, I got to come up with a better one. What if you pick a book that Chris is going to hate?
Oh my God, I could do it.
I don't think you could. He
already is open-minded.
Yeah, yeah, my mind is as open as possible. Like, even the stuff that I feel like I enjoy reading stuff that I hate even. So it's like, I'm like, God, this is so horribly written, but I'm going to keep reading it. Yeah. And then I'm going to bitch about it later, you know?
I guess I need to, like, read a book for myself next year because I am doing is reading books for Simon.
Mm. Read a book? A book?
At least just one. Read I got to at least do just book. One. I used to book. Read all the books all the time when I would go to the gym at work, but now that I'm at home, I go running and I can't read a book while I'm running. I'll fall.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried audiobooks?
I don't like audiobooks.
But have you tried them recently?
No, but I don't want people to read to me. I don't like it.
Oh.
They don't do it right. I don't like audiobooks. I don't like to listen to podcasts. I don't like to listen to audiobooks.
I just like to be on them.
Myself.
Yeah, you heard it here. Don't listen to podcasts.
They're the worst.
They're so boring. Listen to music. Yeah. It's
God. Fucking podcast.
Especially the Christmas music this time of year. Just nonstop.
Yeah.
So many versions of Jingle Bell Rock.
How many do we need?
At least 60.
I guess. All right. Well, my goal from last year was... I also had a goal of giving away the rest of our pins.
We didn't do that.
But then I'm real lazy, so I didn't do that. So I guess drop me down to it.
Again, we should find a event we can put a table up at, and we should all go do that, and then you can give away the pins there.
Well, so just go to a crowded event and throw them in the air.
Make it rain. You want to hit it out and be like,
that qualifies as assault, but
here's our pin and our flyer. Our podcast.
You reverse pickpocket.
Yeah.
Just put it in there.
Yeah.
Stick viral in some marketing. Open purses.
It's
you know.
A sign from God.
Guerrilla marketing. So I'm going to roll that goal over also, since I guess this is what we're doing.
We roll over goals? Okay.
Just roll it over.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I do at work, so.
That's right. Not quite finished. I'll do it next year.
I don't even set goals for my work.
That's true.
And no one says anything, so there we go.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So,
giveaways. Have a big giveaway. And we totally did it. Like, I did that in January or whatever. Like, it was so easy.
Got it right out of the way.
As far as I know, everyone got their stuff. So if you won and didn't get your shit, like, send me an email to this web zone. And I'll send you a pizza roll, but...
Yeah, email me a pizza roll.
I'm pretty sure that everyone got their notebooks and their gift cards and some pins. The pins were questionable because I maybe broke the post office sorting machine with them. But as far as I know, everyone's happy. So. So I don't know what I should do for a goal for next year, though. Like, what's the next step?
Get a sponsor.
For real.
You turned one down.
I turned one down that would have been fucking like, we had to do sponsors. Ad reads.
We could have had that robot.
Here's the thing.
I feel like I can do a very sarcastic ad read if you want me to.
Here's the thing about having a sponsor, though, is like you have to have like deliverables on a schedule for one.
That's not us.
That's not how we do it.
We don't do that.
No.
And for two, like you have to like believably speak about products you may or may not believe in.
Oh no.
I can totally do that though.
I don't like to do that.
I've
had a good run of like just not doing that. And like I hate more than anything on a podcast when I boot it up and it's like 2 minutes of them being like, "Hey, do you want to have athletic greens? Like you could be athletic. Just have a little shake with breakfast or whatever." I'm like,
it's good for travel. Get all your
that's not what I'm here for.
It's good for travel. Get all your nutrients on the go.
Yeah.
You know, like are they going to sue us if we do it wrong or just not pay us?
They'll just not pay us or have damages or something.
So okay, well if they're not going to sue us, then like you could let me read it.
Okay.
Like I will find a way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I was kicking around is, as far as a goal, is doing an actual like in-person event.
Mm. Yeah.
We've got the bookstore downtown that's got like a bookstore, and then right next door is a very famous old theater.
Mm-hmm.
It would be crazy to do it where we did a book event in the bookstore, and the next day we did a movie event.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
It's going
to
be tough.
I feel like we got a lot on our schedule this year.
But when we used to do it for the old charity, we'd have the movie night.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was surprisingly easy to set up,
mm-hmm.
as far as getting the space and running it. And it was always really fun, and we always had like 4 people there.
Yep.
And it was still really fun. So, cool.
4 entire people.
Yeah, excluding my parents when they came.
Right.
And Daniel.
Okay. Yeah, we don't count.
But it was always really fun. So if we could find the right book and movie, and we could convince people to let us borrow their space, I think we could totally do it. And then we could convince 4 people to come.
Right.
Yeah.
And that would be 4 times as many people listen to the podcast, so it would be like growing the brand. Right?
I don't know if that guy from Zambia is going to show up, though.
Well, I'm going to reach out to him first.
Yeah. If you're in Zambia, you know, get to Texas.
Send an email to this web zone.
And get your ass to Texas.
So I'll put that as like a stretch goal.
Yeah, that's a tough thinking goal.
I need to like start working on that now if that's going to happen. But then Chris could knock out his goal at the same time.
Yeah, that's
true.
We could
do it live.
We'll do it live.
All right. Well, as always, next year in Jerusalem, gentlemen.
Right.
Oh man, if we had it in Jerusalem though.
My gosh.
Maybe now's not the best.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of not a great time.
But next year will be.
Okay, that was our session for today. So, like I promised up top, I do want to take a bit of time to talk more about this year's goals. And I'm afraid you might come out of it with a bit of homework. Nothing too strenuous, I promise. The big one, of course, is trying to figure out how/if we can put some kind of event together. I've been thinking about that for a little bit, particularly, like, what does an RTFB event look like? The most obvious version is for all of us to get together somewhere and talk about a book and or movie. Sure, it makes sense, but I ask you, dear listener, where? Do you know of a local bookstore that'd be interested in us coming to visit and recording a chat? Did your uncle win the lottery and decide to buy a movie theater? And does he also want us to organize a movie night? Would you come down to Dallas to listen to us without the use of headphones? If you have any answers to these burning questions, find us on Facebook and let us know, or send an email to contact@rtfbpod.com, and we'll talk more. The other thing I want to touch on is sponsors. We talked about this a bit during our discussion, and I did want to circle back. So, real talk, I fucking hate opening up my favorite podcast and having to skip through 2 minutes of ad reads. 2 minutes? What the fuck, guys? Let's get to it. I understand that people have to pay the bills, but come on. And then random ad reads that pop up in the middle, like if I'm on run, I'll have to stop, pull out my phone, find the skip button, figure out exactly how much to skip ahead without missing anything. F that.
So you aren't in danger of firing up the new episodes coming soon to your podcast feed of choice and having to endure me or the Chris's extolling the virtues of NordVPN or Raid Shadow Legends. But, that said, I do want to start an ad-adjacent type of thing, where each episode will have a shout-out to an independent bookstore that we know and love. Bookstore buddies or something. I don't know. We haven't workshopped the name. But, you know, something to spread the love a little bit. So, second piece of homework. Since we only know of so many bookstores, if you have a favorite indie bookstore, tag them in a comment on our Facebook page and let us know why you love them so much, and we'll shout out them and you on an upcoming episode. Just think of how popular you'll be with our massive fan base in Zambia. Okay, that's enough homework for one day, and more than enough yapping from me. Today's episode was brought to you thanks to 4 years of tireless work by Chris Ham, Chris Other Chris Jacobson, Danielle Neither Chris Rowe. It was edited by me, Travis Rowe, and was sponsored by no one in particular. Until next time, keep fucking reading.
My work the next couple of weeks is going to be pretty light.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's usually why I don't take vacation this time, because everyone else is out. But I had to burn some.
I'm giving you permission, Chris.
There is always the possibility of like some horrible emergency coming up, and then I'm going to be the one that has to deal with it. But you know,
I'm going to give you permission to just do one work a day.
I need no one's permission for that.
One work a day.
Yeah.